Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into another edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hockensmith, here with Greg Pickle, guiding you through 60 minutes of Penn State football. We are kicking things off in just a moment with just a look at Penn State's 2019 recruiting efforts, top targets left on the board, some of the questions that Penn State has left to answer as we go into the second half of the cycle. Bill Connolly from SB Nation will be joining us in just a few minutes also. He wrote a really good Penn State preview piece a week or two ago. He's going through and doing a preview on every team in the FBS, stats-oriented, but does a good job of qualifying and quantifying what their chances are this year. So we'll talk to him about his interpretation of Penn State. We'll round up our redshirt review series. It'll be part four, looking at Penn State's 2017 recruiting class, the guys going into their second season who redshirted last year. And we'll finish things off with a little Twitter Q&A from Greg, just a couple questions to get to, not the Ask Greg segment we usually do earlier in the week, but different, you know, fan feedback and what people are wanting to know. We'll try to touch on those things as well. We do have a special announcement before we get started into the meat of the show. Our buddy Mark at GoPSURV.com going all out for Penn State's season opener against Appalachian State. He's going to be renting RVs that weekend at half price for the first game of the year. Half price. It's a special deal for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. So if you've been hearing about GoPSURV.com, you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game, this is a really good chance to do that. The GoPSURV lot, it's just minutes away from Beaver Stadium. There's a free shuttle, a lot of other amenities as well, including for that opening weekend, an open house to check things out. And the 409 Tailgate Club guys will be there giving out samples of their barbecue sauce and tailgate wine as well. Again, open house Friday and Saturday morning of Appalachian State weekend. Half price RVs. Check them out. GoPSURV.com. And Greg, just update us on the 2019 class. Start with the number one can't-miss guy left on Penn State's board. Who is that for you? And it's a loaded question because you have to look at realistically.
Right.
So Zach Harrison is a big target. But who's the most realistic target on Penn State's board you think Penn State has to have?
Yeah, you know, Dustin, I think they have to have – wow, that's a really good one because I could go a number of ways here. I could go to David Bell and say that the Indiana three- or four-star receiver, depending on which service you look at, really should be the biggest focus as Penn State looks to retool its wide receivers room for the future. You know, I think that he's a key one. Adisa Isaac is in the conversation, four-star defensive end from Brooklyn, New York, that's very, very talented. Michael Johnson Jr., the quarterback out of Oregon, who's committing on August 1st, is there. Salim Morley and Anthony Wiggin, the two offensive linemen left. So if you were going to go with the number one can't miss, gotta have guy, I think at this point it would probably be Isaac, simply because of the fact that you look at what Penn State has in the defensive line room and it's very, very good, but the best teams in the country seem to have these four and five star ends who just terrorize quarterbacks week in and week out. Penn State's still working on making sure they have that. Isaac would be a great addition to the room, still working on that.
Interesting names all around. Michael Johnson Jr., the quarterback. A decision's coming August 1st as 24/7 Crystal Ball is pointing up. Are you now fully on board? I know, you know, within the past week or two, I expressed some pessimism just about getting a kid from the West Coast in a class where you already have a quarterback, but it looks like those are not as big of issues as Penn State just having that feel that Michael Johnson Jr. wants. We've heard a lot of kids talk about that family feel, the visits. They get a really good vibe from Penn State that as they go through the rest of the visit process, that really seems to have stood out to Michael Johnson Jr.
Yeah, so I think I was on the record not too long ago as saying I didn't think Michael Johnson to Penn State was possible. And then he comes to visit campus. He tells, you know, Oregon Live that he fell in love with Penn State during the trip. It seemed like Oregon was, at this point, you know, not so much in the picture anymore, and I think a lot of people thought he would end up there. So now we're in a situation where, for Penn State, it really comes down to Oregon State would be the school close to home and it needs a quarterback. Miami and Florida State would be two southern schools that need quarterbacks, and Penn State is the northern program that he sort of fell in love with, and also it has one quarterback committed already, though, so that could be a problem. But I think for the most part, they're in pretty good shape here. You know, I don't see any reason why their lead should go backward at this point in time with an all-one announcement set. I mean, he can't really go out and visit other schools or anything at this point. So it's pretty much should be Penn State's deal to lose at this point. I think it's significant, too, because, again, you want to have a strong quarterback room from top to bottom year in and year out. If Penn State can get 2 4-stars in this class, they go a long way towards bolstering a room that's already pretty good.
It would just be a huge win. I don't think we can overstate that if Penn State could get that second quarterback that they've wanted for so long, and a guy like Michael Johnson Jr., who is very, very talented. It'll be interesting to see. What is your playbook, so to speak, for Zach Harrison? What needs to happen for the 5-star defensive end from Ohio, for him to leave Ohio State behind, to leave Michigan behind? It seems to be a 3-horse race between Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. Penn State has that vibe with him, is in good standing with him, but being in that position versus actually landing him are two very different things. What needs to happen this summer, this fall?
Well, you know, I think that when Penn State, hosted Harrison last, it really seemed to take a nice step toward getting back in the conversation for him. But, Dustin, I don't see any chance Penn State can land this kid unless they can get him back to campus. And simply, it's because of the fact that when you get a guy that is enamored with Michigan and Ohio State, and the reason he is because he visited those campuses more recently than he visited your campus, the only shot you have to sort of flip the script and wow him, if you will, is to get him back on campus and in your building and around your coaches and players again. So I just think that, you know, Penn State has to do that if they have won a chance at landing him. Will they be able to do so? I don't know. If he wants to decide before the season starts, probably not. If he wants to wait a little bit and draw things out, maybe go to some games in the fall, then I think Penn State has a much better shot.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We're talking Penn State football. I'm looking at Penn State's 2019 recruiting class moving forward. And the next step forward, I think, Greg, Salim Wormley, the offensive lineman, is down to either Penn State or Rutgers. July 23rd is the decision date. We're feeling pretty good about Wormley being the picking Penn State and being the next commit for Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see Penn State losing a battle against Rutgers in a situation like this. And it looks like Notre Dame's probably out of the running, so it really just leaves you down to Penn State, and Penn State at this point. 3-star, I don't know. I have to assume there's some significance to July 23rd because he's been sort of hanging on this commitment date for a while now, even though it's been quite clear for really a long time where he was going to end up. So, I mean, unless somebody would come into his recruitment that hasn't already and sort of push things back, I just have no reason to think he's not going to end up at Penn State. Just simply at this point in time, the Lions look to have long had a lead and seem to be well ahead of anybody else. And I just don't know who's pushing for him at this point besides Penn State.
And then on the offensive line front, it seems to me like there's three pretty clear names on the board with Wormley, Anthony Wigan, Ja'Kai Moore. Those two guys, the next offensive lineman on the board behind Salim Wormley.
Yeah, I mean, Wigan at this point is probably more of a tackle, and I think that Penn State would probably be able to use one of those in this class just simply because of the fact that, you know, it's not that they've been tight on space and not really gone after any big-name tackles, but, you know, you look at the last class, Rasheed Walker was your anchor along with Nana. See, dude, you already lost Nana now to the unfortunate and sad heart condition. So now I think you definitely need another one in this class to sort of replace him, especially if Keaton Wallace, which it looks like he will, ends up a guard long term. So, I just think that, you know, right now Penn State probably needs to push really hard for Wigan, but there's some other schools coming after him as well.
The wide receiver dynamic is one that I think is really worth watching. It would seem that they have the number, like maybe looking for two in this class. They've got one on board already in John Dunmore, the 4-star from Florida, but you can wonder the strength of that commitment. Penn State seems to be okay with that. John Metchie was another big target who chose Alabama, which brought into play David Bell, who's a four-star from Indiana, who it looks like Purdue is really in the driver's seat, I would say.
I can't figure that out.
But I can't either. But if you're buying into Jeff Brohm, if you're buying into that offense, if it's meaningful to you to be on the front wave of a, let's say, a program turnaround,
yeah,
and that's your home state program, I get it. But it's also hard to believe that you're going to – if Penn State can get him to campus for the last bash, if they can get him to take an official – I just don't know how Purdue would remain in the driver's seat. But that's really the dynamic that Penn State's dealing with here is they've got one commitment in John Dunmore. Some people don't feel great about the long-term odds of that if Florida State makes a push. John Metchie, your other big target, went elsewhere, leaves David Bell, and what are they going to do here?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point it might be Bell or bust. I mean, you look at Dunmore, and there's obviously some concerns about whether or not he will make it to the finish line with Penn State, considering Florida State has really been a team that has looked hard at him and vice versa. He once called it his dream school, and then, of course, the Seminoles seem to be going in a different direction, but if they would ever come back, I just have to think that, you know, he could very much be in play to flip there. So, I don't know if Penn State takes his commitment, if they feel the same way, but it's something to watch. So, I mean, Cornelius Johnson, Greenwich, Connecticut, four-star. Penn State hasn't really been involved there. TJ Sheffield, the Tennessee four-star they offered, never really got much push with. So, I mean, Kendrell Scurry, the same thing. To me, it's Bell or bust, and I think that... I get where you're coming from and where he might be coming from as it relates to Purdue, but... It doesn't even seem like a conversation to me, especially with Ohio State and Penn State on your board and both of them seemingly wanting you. I mean, you're going to go to Purdue. I can't wrap my mind around that, Dustin. But I think that Penn State, with that being said, if it pushes for him, you know, he's a guy that 155 catches for almost 3,000 yards, over 30 touchdowns, according to 247 Sports so far in his high school career. He's a guy that has all the tools in the world and should be pretty good.
Last thing, just before we move on here, Lewis Cine, just where Penn State stands with him, because he's from Massachusetts originally, he's in Texas now, it would seem that interest is kind of fading a little bit, but does Penn State still have a shot to get him in the fold?
I think so. You know, I think that him moving from Massachusetts to Texas and playing at the school that Deion Sanders coaches at now, that certainly didn't help matters because he was always right in Penn State's backyard, and now, of course, he's not. He was always accessible to the Nittany Lions coaching staff whenever they hit the road by car. Now they got to get in the plane and fly down there. I mean, look, Terry Smith has spent a lot of time recruiting Texas lately, so it's not the end of the world, but it certainly makes things a lot harder. If it was 70% he'd pick Penn State before, I'd say it's probably 40-35 at this point.
That's one thing to watch going forward. That's our Penn State 2019 recruiting class snapshot, looking into the second half of the cycle. Moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, Bill Connolly from SB Nation will join us right after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.